see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophet about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon on this network. Welcome. Today we are going to finish, we're going to talk about the attack on veterans, part two. And I'll give you some details today and some things also learned that we're going to discuss, talk about, some news and so forth. I'm going to give you details about attack on our veterans. Hopefully somebody will catch on at the highest level, or maybe not. Indoctrination of our children, I've talked about in the past. Common Core objectives is a heresy. It's just garbage. Common Core, No Child Left Behind, it's all connected. Global 2000, Goals 2000, by our own leaders, politicians. They're all Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons, and so forth. Family, I'm trying to get across to the Freemasons and let them know what they're really involved in. I'm not getting down on Freemasons, Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc. You hear me say that 10,000 times every day. But it's a warning to them that they're being targeted by the own people, that the very people they're working for are coming after them. That's a fact, absolutely. They better know. The rights of the child will take their children away from them, and there's nothing they can do, and their positioning in the Freemasons has nothing to do with it. That's going to be a shock when it happens, and it will happen. To take down the family includes their families as well. Except they haven't told them that yet. But it's going to be a horrible surprise when it does happen. And it will happen. What decade? I don't know. But they're pretty close right now. Very close, as people are starting to pick up on how close they really are. By the signs of the times. I'm going to start off with that. A little bit about the signs of the times. And then we'll get to the attack on the veterans. And I think yesterday we kind of hit a few nerves, to say the least. Well, I kind of hope so, because even if I end up ticking off a whole lot of people, at least somebody got somebody's attention. Whether good, bad, or otherwise. Somebody needs to get somebody's attention, and they better do it pretty quick. Because what's going on today is not what appears in the news at all. People aren't talking about the truth. Everybody's got a darn agenda. But you know what? What really is the catchy part? It's like peeling an onion. Each layer does what the next layer does know. That's the tricky part. So you can say, well, so-and-so is a shill or so-and-so is a controlled opposition. But what we really don't know, actually, is to what layer of the onion that they're allowed to understand. The ones at the top secret, literally, you got top secret classifications at the Pentagon. Blah, blah, blah. So what? Well, you got some other top secret. They call it cosmic top secret, if it's the truth or not, but whatever. Above them, that's above the president. And you know what? If you're born again, you understand what's going to happen in the end times through the King James Bible. Literally, you know more than what they know at the top level. Oh, they have all these plans and all this stuff going on and all these top secret projects and what have you. They're talking to these so-called, quote-unquote, alien. Yeah. The hoax that's come, alien hoax, the Jeshua lie that's going to happen. It's going to change your life as you know it. Well, they're the ones fooled by it. If you understand the scripture and the end times events and that Jesus Christ is coming back, then you're way ahead of the top level 4-star general that can imagine. And that's actually the truth. Because if they don't understand the supernatural, if they do not understand that these so-called aliens that they're talking to at the top level in those deep underground military bases, if they don't understand that these are demons, your first casualties will be in deep underground military bases. They will not let them live. They're going to kill them down there once the protective hedge has been released, been lifted. And God removes that protective hedge and allows evil to then go on his rampage. It's called the tribulations. Not one will survive. That's a promise. They won't survive underground. They think they're going to survive the tribulations underground. It's not going to happen. Being underground a mile, half a mile, or 100 feet, you're just closer to hell. That's the only thing about it. You're closer to hell than we are on earth. Never thought of it that way before till now. So the deeper you go in deep underground military bases with all the, pupil entrance access points and fingertips and DNA and whatever, that's not all that stuff is for nothing, man. It don't matter. Because the deeper you go, the thicker the walls are. You see, I was a security specialist with the State Department and Department of Energy and overseas in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and blah, blah, blah. And so my expertise is in force protection and so forth. And so I do know the principle when I taught like rape defense or self-defense and how to protect your home all the way up to government facilities and in between. The harder you make it for someone to come in, well, there is a downside to that. It makes it harder for you to get out. And for you to get back in if you had to. It works both ways. So consequently, for those in deep underground military bases, you can have 5-foot doors with combinations on if you want to. But the harder it is for them to get in from the outside, you ain't getting out. You're stuck down there. Did you all see the Dirty Dozen? Remember that, the Dirty Dozen movie back in the, what is it, 60s or the 70s, right? And the Nazis, in a, toward the end of the movie, the prisoners that they used as suicide mission, if you make it, we'll free you. If you don't, well, you're going to die anyway. It was back in the 70s, I think. I forget exactly. The Dirty Dozen. They went to Germany and infiltrated and what have you. And then toward the end of it, they made their major attack, and all the Nazi in the party and the wives and all that went running down to the shelters and locked themselves in. You see, there's more to that movie than people realize. All the movies are just a foreshadowing of what's to come in the future. Anyway, they're all down there. The elite of the Nazis are down there in that little deep underground military base. And they all knew that we're going down there. And so at the end of the program, the end of the movie, toward the end, they blocked the doors so the Nazis, the elite, couldn't get out. And then from the ventilation systems, they started chucking down grenades and kerosene. Do the math on that. A little foreshadowing was coming at deep underground military bases under Colorado and North Dakota and other places. It's coming. You see, it's coming. They know what they're going to do with those that run and hide in the underground bases. You all don't know that yet. Unfortunately, they're going to find out a little too late when they seal themselves up, thinking they're going to hide from the onslaught on the earth. All they're going to do is make it easier for the Nephilim to get them down there. And your 25-millimeter man-packed weapons are not going to work. They're going to fail. You see? I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now, and we're going to talk about today some of the news as it applies to what's going on. We're going to talk about the end times events very quickly, and then get into veteran suicide and what's going on with that, part two. That should be a full day. And then tonight, 7:30 to 9, is or we have Bible study. And then you got the weekend. But right now, we got a lot to cover. Family, dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we come before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to spread the blood of Jesus around us, Lord. And Father, in our areas, in our places, our homes, Father, we call upon you to send those giant warrior angels down and chase out those devils, to chase out the demons that are around us, Lord. We know they're there. And Father, we know you're protecting us every day. And Lord, we call upon you today to use your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you'll protect us from those, from these demonic entities. Lord, we call upon you today to bless these veterans, Father, that's coming back. Father, to protect them with your Holy Spirit. Lord, to render null and void those effects of the psychotropic drugs that's been put in their bodies. And Lord, that we pray that you'll take their minds off of suicide. Lord, that these thoughts have been instigated by technology as a result of psychotropic drugs. And Lord, that divine appointments be set up with their families, with friends, with loved ones, that, Father, take their minds off of suicide. Father, we know this being used as a weapon. And Father, to take the demons that's inflicting the thoughts of post-traumatic stress from these pills. from their unforgiveness of what they've done over there, from all these influences, Lord, that's causing the suicide. Father, we call upon you for these efforts that's being made to try to curb these suicides. That, Lord, you reveal the truth about these efforts, these activist groups. That, Lord, you bring out of those groups real ideas and people with courage that's going to really make things happen. And, Father, to expose those inside these groups that are trying to hold it back. We know, Father, that that's what's happening in the middle. Father, we know that Satan influences. He infiltrates into these groups using his minions. And those from the Council of Foreign Relations, Father, we know that evil resides within that organization. And, Father, to expose it for what it really is. Father, we pray for the children that's being abducted, especially for these sacrifices coming up in March and April. Certainly in April, Father, it's coming up. We pray for the period of the 17th to the 21st of April, Lord, that you render it null and void of any influences. Father, you close up the portals with your Holy Spirit to cause derision and division among the satanic forces that's inflicting upon these governments. And Father, we pray against witchcraft. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray the precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus. Father, we pray this over myself, ourselves, those praying. Father, they're praying for you, praying to you in their own homes. And they're praying for their families and everything that belongs to them and to us, to myself, while I'm here today. And Lord, we ask you for giant warrior angels, those to be loosed from heaven, to surround us in this house and protect us in the houses that's praying, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down and undam, blow up all protection around the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, the Satanists, and all the like. And Lord, we ask that you break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, and the jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction, the sickness and pain they cause, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent in my way or a family member's way, to return it and the demons to the senders right now and back to them sevenfold and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, I pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son Jesus and their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, I also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, we're going to get started here, if at all possible. Well, family, I want to remind you that we're being played up at New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, handles High Point Radio. And his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. And his website is highpointradio.net. Also, we're played at Colorado, Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio. Also, well, family, you know, the people are wondering about the ends of the times. Worrying about the end of the times. And you got, what, Baxter Irvin or Baxter, whatever his name is, full of baloney. Family, these people are false preachers, teachers. Baxter, Irvin Baxter. And it just gets worse from then on. Family, they're not telling the truth. Some of them are Calvinist, preterist, and they're trying to get you to believe, which is a lie from the pit of hell, that we're already in the end times, in the sixth or seventh trumpet or whatever. These are liars. Baxter is one example, and some of the rest of them. Carl Gallup, whatever, down in Florida. We're not remotely in the sixth trumpet. It's impossible. Family, don't stand for this. Call these people out. Know your Bible. Know your end times. Either turn them off or call them to task. And make them explain it or just go away. Because, family, they're leading people to hell. Because they're leading them to wrong Bibles. And they fight for these Bibles. The New NIV, New American Standard Bible, New King James Bible. All these Bible can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Make them prove it. Make them show you. The Bible, that's the true word of God. They can't do it. They won't. They're cowards. They're led by Satan. And you can challenge them, and it will show every time. Family, it's important to know. And irrefutably, the King James Bible, the Cambridge edition, the King James is the last one and the only one of all 300 plus versions. The King James resides by itself. And all they can do is they run, whether it's Springmeyer or Leal or Quayle or the rest of them, they run from the King James Bible. They block you or they turn you off or cut you down, but they can never prove otherwise. The King James stands alone. It is the sovereign word of Almighty God. And there's not a word they can say against it that's true. Not a word. Family, this is the creator of our universe, the creator of heaven, and that's his solemn word. That counts a lot more than the book of Urantia. That counts a lot more than some silly history books that's full of garbage and can't be proven so. It's beyond something called the Constitution or Bill of Rights or whatever it is. The King James Bible is for eternity. Family, it's important to know that your Creator has sent you a love letter called the King James Bible. And these preachers out here that use the NIV are lying to their parishioners. Or they are greatly mistaken and need to go back to school or need, well, actually stay away from the schools. They need to get right with God and be convicted by the Holy Spirit. And there's not a one of them can say what can go against it with any evidence whatsoever. Zero. I mean, absolutely none. Family, it's important that you know the true word, because Revelation, you can look it up right now. Revelation 22, 18, 19. People keep forgetting that God don't forget. They keep forgetting that God don't forget what he had inspired into those prophets and those disciples. To write down for you and us, all of us, to understand, to bind it to our hearts, his word of what's coming. He's warned us and warned us and warned us and over and over. Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. He's only prince right now. But in Revelation 22, 18, 19, it tells you, don't add to or take away from. And family, even in the Old Testament, it talks about, as I read yesterday, the scriptures that talk about not changing the Word of God in the Old Testament. So what they do is they tell you in Revelation, well, that just means the book of Revelation for John. Really? Well, then you go to Deuteronomy and several other of the books, and it tells you about not changing the Word. It's not just the book of Revelation. And by the way, to understand the book of Revelation, you have to read Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah to even understand it. So that means it's all connected. And in the Old Testament, it gives prophecy, over 300 prophecies of the coming Messiah. In the New Testament, aha, his name's Jesus. And Jesus fulfills every single one, right down to the exact detail, except for those of prophecies that's not come true yet, because we're still not in the end times. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. And that is exactly why the ACLU wants to get rid of the Ten Commandments in the schools. Family, it comes from there, and it tells you what's happening today. This is not just a history book, as kids are taught today. It's just a book of history. No, this is a book of future with 100% chance of success and prediction of what's going to happen in this world and in the next. In Deuteronomy 12, verse 32, what things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. In Proverbs 30, verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar, bastard. That's what they're doing. They're lying to you on TV. Revelation 22, verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. It's Revelation 22, 7. Revelation 22, 9. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And this lie that they tell you, that we changed the words, Westcott and Hort, two Freemasons, by the way, and they were ordained warlocks, that's a fact, 1873 to 1897 time frame. Now that's the fox in the hen house. Corrupted the Bible, except for the King James, it couldn't touch. God made sure of that. So they had to go around it. Family, this is important. Now, the Vatican, and I've mentioned this many times before, many years before, and even up today, I've warned, I said that they're going to start finding some kind of scripture, some kind of old ancient writings that they're going to translate. You got to be kidding me. Latin is absolutely the language of the devil. Of that, I'm not being extraneous. I'm not being over the edge. In fact, it is. The Vatican counted on knowing Latin because the people of that era back in, after 300, 400, 500 AD, all the way up to the Dark Ages, they weren't educated. That's a no-brainer. And so the Vatican could read Latin. The people couldn't. Oh, but don't worry. We'll translate it for you. Like Arnold Murray, Shepherd's Chapel, quote, you don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me, unquote. I don't think so, Arnold. That's not going to happen. Family, there's nothing new under the sun today. Satan works in these cults. Even the Christian church today is infiltrated into every church and schools and government. The evidence is clear. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's the only one that's going to change it. There's no other way around it. None. Mankind will not do it. Mankind has never done it. Mankind is not likely to do it now. It's going to start in the churches. Right now, they're just riding. But when judgment comes, they're going to be hiding. Luke 21. You know, there's parallel passages to the chapter in Matthew 24 and 13, Mark 13. The chapters contained where Jesus gives us kind of in a nutshell the version of all the things that will happen unto the second coming. Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, a great deception is coming to this land. This alien lie is being perpetrated since 1897. You've heard me mention this many times. I'm assuming today that those listening right now have heard me say about John Dewey's quote and Ronald Reagan, at his quote about extraterrestrials many times before. It's foreshadowing what to come. John Dewey, 1917, was part of the planning for the extraterrestrial hoax. The Iron Mountain Report, 1966, laid it out as well. Jesus in Luke 21 answers questions. He says the disciples ask of him, first they wanted to know when the temple was going to fall. And we know that occurred in 70 AD. Secondly, they wanted to know what the signs that indicated the end of the age were going to be. So Jesus gave them the signs of the end times. Third, they wanted to know what would be the signs that would precede the second coming of Jesus. Well, in Luke 21, there are all sorts of different end time signs that are broken down to about 10 different categories. And the 10th one is Jesus' actual return. False teachers. Since the year 1900, more than 1,100 people claiming to be Christ appeared on the world scene. You had Father Divine, Prophet Jones, Sweet Daddy Grace, Father Riker, Daniel Swalt, Moses Gulburi, Maraji, that was difficult to say, and Sung Young Moon. Not to mention several in Russia, some down in South America. Everybody wants to be a Jesus. Lesser known, self-proclaimed messiahs walking around. Some of them dressed like the Jesus we think Jesus looks like. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is not Caucasian, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian. Jesus is more like Middle Easterner because he comes from the Middle East. Imagine that. More like looking Indian, Mexican, bronze skin, curly hair, sort of, hair like wool, comely looking. The Jesus Christ you see today in portraits, your blonde-haired, blue-eyed in movies, is baloney. He comes from the bloodline of Shem. Shem's bloodline has landed in the Middle East, where that culture developed, DNA. Now, if you white folk have a problem with that, I don't know what to tell you to ease your pain. I don't have a problem with it. It's about spirit. It's about soul. It's not about skin color. That's utter ridiculousness. Is that an adverb? But it's true. Your Christian identity and British Israelism and Anglo-Saxonism and all this other nonsense has nothing to do with the real Jesus. Oh, that's a big issue nowadays. They say that America is the new Jerusalem and all this nonsense. Oh, there's some truth to their planning that we're the new Atlantis. It's not going to happen, though. Everybody's fighting over. This is the prize in America. The Chinese want it. They worked with our hierarchy. The Illuminati in Europe want it. because of the vast resources. They don't want you all here. They don't want anybody here except them. I'm going to get into that shortly. Well, while I'm talking about it, I might as well be shortly now. You have a agenda of killing off the wolves in Idaho. Right now, if you do the research, you'll find out where the Lee family, the Nguyen family, Chinese folks are looking at making Idaho Chinese, y'all. You have fried rice galore. Chinese are moving in. Matter of fact, the visas are about worn out, about gone. And you, Canada, you got Chinese coming there too, don't you? Check out your visa. You don't have too many more being used up recently by Chinese in Idaho and America. After all, they bought our debt. You don't hear anything about Ron Paul talking about it, do you? No, because he's a Rosicrucian, that's why. He's part of this mess. He's lying to the American public. He hasn't accomplished anything. Family, you can't trust a politician today, not one. They want the predatory animals out of Idaho and other places. They want them out of there. They can't have their little playground with predatory animals. That's why the federal government's killing all the wolves for the dadgum Chinese to move in there. They don't want to be meal, you understand? So they're killing all the predatory animals, cougars. We say, oh, no, it's for protect our sheep. That's a lie. It's protect those people taking up that land so we don't have problems with their children being carried away by a wolf. Just get down to it. I don't mince words. I'm not real good at that. Oh, yeah. That's why they're killing off the wolves there, by the way. So I wonder if these effort groups, these activist groups are saying, we got to protect the wolves and all this. It's not just part of them slowing things down. Like this effort to try to help veterans in suicide. You've got members of the Council of Foreign Relations that's leading that group. It's like a wolf leading a pack of sheep to another pack of wolves. Just slow things down. Every single day they don't do something, 22 servicemen, veterans will die. Every single day, every 24 hours. Well, they said here with some of their doggone so-called objectives, we got to get this thing. In the meantime, a day goes by, 22 are dead. Another day goes by, 22 are dead. What are you doing about it right now, right this very second, when it's the government killing them off anyway? I'll get around to that. Jesus revealed that there'd be an epidemic of false prophets teaching heresy just before Jesus returns to take his church to heaven. I'd say around the sixth or seventh seal, but who knows? Jesus, God knows. It's all knows. The event's called the rapture of the church. Nobody really knows when. We can speculate till the cows come home. Number two is war. The second sign of the end times will be an increase of wars. The earth will be covered in wars and rumors of wars. You know, there's 38 wars going on right now. 38. In the 20th century alone, the 20th century, 160 to 187 million people were killed in wars. Now, this is not the SEALs or the trumpets. Now, it's not the 7 years yet. So can you imagine what that's going to be like in the tribulation? No, we can't imagine, by the way. Number three, earthquakes. The third sign would involve earthquakes. HAARP actually produces earthquakes. That's a facility up in Alaska. There's like 13 HAARP stations worldwide. Dr. Began, I believe it is. HAARP does create earthquakes. Big ones, too. And tornadoes. And tsunamis. And drought. Look up HAARP. H-A-A-R-P is an ionosphere heater. The they can produce earthquakes. The one that God's going to produce at the sixth seal will take down everything that's man-made. You will not have technology after that one. You got to worry about HARP anymore. And God doesn't use mankind's inventions. Satan will, but God don't need mankind's inventions. Satan does. God don't. There'll be to the point in the last days that grow more frequent and intense, and true to prophecy, the world has seen since 1985 a 70% increase in earthquakes. The earth is doing a whole lot of shaking. The worst earthquake, the worst one in recent history, was the one that hit Japan. That was a HARP-created earthquake. Number four, famine. A major worldwide famine will be in the third seal. Hadn't happened yet. All you're seeing now is maybe the beginning of Jacob's trouble, but not yet in the seals at all. So you can imagine what it's going to be like when that happens. The fourth end times event would be famine. More than 2 billion of the world's inhabitants will go to bed hungry each night. That day's coming. Day's already here in a lot of places. But they're right now, nationwide famine in Sudan, Rwanda, reports of widespread cannibalism in North Korea. Famine, this is the beginning. This is not even the first seal yet. Thousands are dying, painful deaths throughout the world. Others are too numb with hunger to realize what's happening. Paul Ehrlich, a biochemist at Stanford University. And by the way, Stanford is a member of Tavistock. Stanford, Changing Images of Man, interesting little document they produced. Anyway, says it's already too late to prevent famines that will kill millions, because already 1.5 billion are starving. Another billion are malnourished. You might be right. There seems to be no possible solution to the near future. However, when we have disclosure with the Maitreya, Sananda, they're going to solve all these problems for a while. It's called the first seal. So right now, they want you to see the bad sides, which they're producing. It's called the dialectic. Oh, they got a grandiose scheme. They're producing the famine. They're producing everything, earthquakes, and all this is being produced artificially. By design, they're starving people. By design, they're creating drought. By design, they took down Japan with HARP. This is all by design, to fake the tribulations as much as possible. So you'll want peace. That's the first seal yet to come. Famine. Number five were plagues. Jesus gave the fifth sign would be plagues. Disease. Subsequent death would result from a growing amount of plagues. Plagues. It seems that just our doctors, who most of them are Freemasons, they figure out a cure for one or another disease and pops up an ugly head, causing more people to die. You know, they murdered 300 microbiologists between 2006 and 2008. Were murdered in some fashion. 300 of them. Doesn't pay to be a microbiologist in the government, does it? The world's been covered with plagues for the past few hundred years, especially since the Black Death. You know, it's nothing new, you know. They want to reduce the population down to 500 million. That's the whole idea. HIV/AIDS was produced at Fort Detrick, Maryland. The virus was produced. It's man-made. You understand that, right? Not God delivered it. Pat Robinson's wrong. He's a third degree Mason. Can't trust him anyway. He's not who you think he is. He's a 33rd degree Mason, he is. He'll lie to other Masons in a heartbeat. Look it up. The heresy. But nevertheless, he'll say, God did this. God brought HIV to Africa and all this and all that. No, he didn't. HIV virus was created at Fort Detrick, Maryland, 1970s. Oh, they've confirmed this. They're telling us the truth anyway about that one. Lately, they want us to know. I can't go into details on all these. I got to move along here. Red Chinese have been practicing with their programs to finance a program of forced abortion, forced sterilization, infanticide, control of the numbers of live births. We've got euthanasia of children being looked at and put through legislation in the state of Oregon. I would surmise that's probably why Jerry Boykin, Knights of Malta, is going there to get it pushed through. It's a fact that our nation is helping to finance the United Nations Worldwide Family Planning Program, a form of population control. There's no question the Holocaust happened. No question. It's about reducing population going back from how far back does it go? If it goes back there, the Indian Plains in the 1870s. Blavatsky, Lucius Trust. All this is connected to depopulation. They give you quotes of depopulation. And people just don't pay any attention to it. Go about their business. Nobody prays against it. See, that's where your power lies, is in prayer. They don't want you to know that. So they got these fraudulent religions and cult groups and whatever to keep you all busy. Some of you are hard prayers, and you're trying to do the best you can. But I tell you what, it's getting tough. Getting real tough. It's going to get tougher, too. You can count on that. Did you know that in 1763, the British, during the French Indian War, the Native Americans greatly outnumbered the British and were suspected of being on the side of the French. So an act of goodwill, the British gave blankets to the Indians. But the blankets came from a hospital that was treating smallpox. Consequently, smallpox raised to the Native Indian community and devastated their numbers. 1814. Although Andrew Jackson did break the back of the Illuminati by balancing the budget, but as mentioned many times before, he is still a brash individual. He supervised the mutilation of 800 or more Creek Indian corpses, the bodies of men, women, and children that his troops had massacred. He did some nasty things, that boy did. 1900, a U.S. doctor was doing research in the Philippines and infected a number of prisoners with the plague. He continued his research by inducing beriberi into another 29 prisoners. The experiments resulted in two known fatalities. I got a list of them going 1911, 1915, 1970s, 1980s. I got about 500 experiments. It's unbelievable. Right under our noses. It'd blow you away. Unbelievable. I'm not going to go into details right now because I could be here for another hour just talking about this. This in itself is a program. You see. I got how they did the HIV virus at Fort Detrick Center for Biological Warfare Research. How they came up with HIV. The Gopher Syndrome was linked up to a virus as well. Family, Satan is operating behind the scenes in every single government. All of them. And you're not in friendly territory. You understand this. Sooner people realize this and know that prayer is your answer. And faith. 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's the answer, Joint Chief of Staff. The 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer to your problems. But are you going to do it? 2 Chronicles 7:14. Even Martin Luther King cited it, talked about it. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Right now, boy, that's not being done at all. It's going quite the opposite. So what do y'all expect? Famine, plagues. So far, our signs are false teachers, virtually all of them in TBN, all of them. 700 Club and Assorted on TV, about almost, actually all of them. The last great one was David Wilkerson, and he was murdered. That's another story. Second one is war. Third one is earthquakes. Fourth is famine worldwide. Well, we're not yet in the first seal, so it's not the famine of the tribulation. Plagues, number five. Number six is fearful events. Fearful social disasters, for example, involving economic collapses. All sorts of fear about what is coming due to our out-of-control spending and so forth, being orchestrated, perfectly planned. Depressions, recession, and inflationary periods are planned like you would a checkbook and your budget. Don't be fooled. They planned the Great Depression in 1910. To pull people in the stock market in preparation for the Great Depression, J.P. Morgan had a little mini depression in 1921. Scared the dickens out of people on purpose. And then in 1921, toward the end, he flooded the market with money in the stock market, raised the stock market high. People joined in, and boy, you had it. 7 years of prosperity. Oh, hint, hint. Nasara coming. Happy days are here again, clapper girls, etc. Oh, yeah. In 1927, they had a meeting of the Federal Reserve Board, secret one then, to plan the Great Depression finally. Is everybody in? Yeah, they're in? Okay. 1928, Wall Street, through I.G. Farben Chemical Cartel as a conduit, funded fully Adolf Hitler. You know Adolf Hitler, right? Second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Second cousin to Stalin and Churchill, that same Adolf Hitler. Oh, yeah, that same one. In the 1929, the Great Depression hit with just phone calls. We're calling in your loan for your car, your house, whatever else you got. We want it paid for now, or you're going to lose it. Well, it was then to sell the stocks that they had made all this money to pay their debt that crashed the market nationwide. Very simple, actually. And that was in preparation for a 1933 military coup attempt. Now you see how it worked out? I'm going to stop there because that's another story. Fearful events coming that are perfectly orchestrated. Except there's one little hitch. They haven't been able to pull it off fully because God's in control to bring us to a world order. They've tried all through our history. Number seven would be events in the sky. In comes HAARP. In comes holograms. Satellite technology. Sign seven involves fearful signs coming from the skies, such as solar and lunar events and this fraudulent blood moon that they're going to orchestrate. It's kind of interesting to note that events that happen in the skies are kind of untouched area of prophecy. But those events include weather-controlled and related storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and such. Weird weather patterns. This is by HARP. Number 8 is persecution of Christians. It's ongoing. See, it's kind of like the 7 years is a summary of everything that's happening now. Will be all condensed into 7 years of intense activity. They're being slaughtered in Nigeria, Boko Haram in Nigeria. Slaughtered by both sides of the civil war in Syria, by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, was created by the Vatican in the 1920s. Albana was a Freemason, Egyptian. That's true. Muslim Brotherhood was created to destroy Islam from inside. Zionism was created to destroy the Jews. Christianity was to control those that followed Jesus. Y'all getting the idea here how it works? There's a martyr for Christ made about once every 5 minutes. 100,000 a year. We're not yet in the first seal, so this is just preliminary. And number 9 is a focus on Jerusalem, not America. That's a diversion. But Jerusalem is the main focus, not America. We're not even in the Bible. We're not there. We're like a puff in the wind. We're not even a country. We're a colony of England right now. We're subjugated under the monarchy. Always have been since 1783. Paris Peace Treaty. They lied to you in the history books. But judges and lawyers and professors won't tell you that because they're under a blood oath not to. Let's get down to it. The focus is in Jerusalem. That's where it's going to shift. And number 10 is the soon return of Jesus. Look up Luke 21. A lot of insight into the end times in Matthew 24 and 25. A lot of faith you're going to need. This is the main thing happening today. This is 10 signs. This is the main thing. Everything else is to keep your eyes off the ball. That's what it's all about. Oh, they'll subjugate the King James Bible when they have a falling away. That's for sure. They're not yet. They'll have the Book of Enoch. We'll take a different meaning. Book of Enoch is Gnostic. It's never written by Enoch. That was impossible. Enoch was taken at 365 years old. Three generations before Noah. What do you think they did? Enoch didn't even have a book. A prophecy was passed on, yes. The prophecy was passed by mouth. But don't forget about the flood and that everything human and animal and plant was destroyed in the flood. So you think that maybe Enoch had the book and he wrapped it in plastic and said, Noah, keep this. This is passed down from your great-grandfather Noah or Enoch. He was taken by God, so make sure this book gets put in. To make copies of the book or something? No. The book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. It was written as a testimony to the fallen angels. And it's not even correct in many places. So you know that Enoch would never had, he'd been inspired by God to be inerrant. Well, the book of Enoch is certainly not that. Family, they've targeted our veterans today. You know when it started? 1950. Now, I've explained in my previous broadcast, it's hard sometimes to explain some of the points I make as how far back I should go. Because I don't know who's heard me before and who's not. That's the difficult part. They needed a cohesive family unit between 1800s and 1945. The nuclear family, father, the breadwinner, the atom, mother, the wife, the homemaker, the teacher, the caretaker, and whatever the family, Eve, the proverbial, the way God intended for it to be. They needed that structure of families from 1800s to 1945. Because they knew the false flags, as I've proven many times with the testimony of congressmen, that the sinking of the Maine, Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, were all false flags. They were created by the Illuminati to galvanize the world, specifically Americans, to fight the wars. With that fan structure, the family structure, properly, you had that patriotic sovereignty and so forth. They wanted that to be. So the people would join up and, how dare they attack the Maine? How dare they attack Lusitania? How dare they attack Pearl Harbor? Etc. They wanted that. And it worked perfectly. Satan created sovereignty and patriotism. That's really hard for me to say because I'm a former U.S. Marine. But I understand their agenda. I understand their methodology. A false flag. You have sovereignty. I'm going to fight. That's what they want. Works every time. Worked at April 19th, 1775. Fight for freedom. They didn't have to do that. They had the coronation oath that required the King and Queen of England, in this case King George III, or Queen of England, that they had to have to abide by the wishes of the people. Whatever the people want in petition, the king or queen of that those subjects, which is us, today even, they have to abide by the wishes of the people as they sign a petition. But the Fabians of secret societies that wanted a revolution, armed revolution, made sure that our colonists didn't know about that. See, the colonists have no right to revolt because there's no need to. The coronation oath requires the king and queen to abide by the wishes of the people, whatever they want, if they sign a petition. But the Freemasons, Paul Revere and all these, Ben Franklin, all these guys, Jefferson, the whole lot of them, made sure that our people did not know about this. So on April 19th, 1775, Concord and Lexington, 1,200 British soldiers were killed. That's exactly what they wanted. That justified military action. As a result, by 1783, we lost that war. We lost this Revolutionary War. We lost it badly. We became a corporation, 1783, Paris Peace Treaty, and King George III became the Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. It's just a title of a corporation. In 1789, then we fell under a 70-year bank cycle. Now you got it. 1789, 1859, second one, 1929, the third one, and supposed to end 1929 in a new world order. Family, this is so planned out, it would blow your mind. So for these wars, which are ways of collecting souls, conflict to bring order, each time was an effort to bring to a new world order, failed every time. You know why? Because Jesus Christ, because God is in control. But then, once they had run out of wars, as planned by Albert Pike before 1873, he planned all three world wars, by the way, Freemason. Family, you realize this is all planned out. These are facts, too. He planned it from 1841 to 1945. History was pre-planned. And each successive Illuminati family carried out each era. Now, here's the point. They needed the family structure to galvanize, to have that fighting spirit. They wanted that. After 1945, no longer did they need it. It's now time to target this pit bull dog called American military forces and put it down. They knew it would take a generation to do so. And that's been going on ever since. Korean War, Vietnam. Vietnam, the Agent Orange, was used to start cancer for those in the Vietnam War. Little by little, they made sure that the Russians received the specifications for glycerol so the Russians could provide glycerol to the VC to build the booby traps, which counted for 50% of our casualties. They made sure the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, made sure they had anti-war demonstrators to demoralize the returning troops. All this is pre-planned. Kent State, all of it is part of this agenda. Are y'all getting the idea? You understand what I'm saying? I'm leaving a lot out because I don't have time. I've done it before to go in these details. So, to sum it up for you, brought Chris home in 1946. Director of the United Nations World Health Organization. That's when it began. To destroy the military from within. By our own people. That are Freemasons. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You get it? Generals on the side of the Illuminati. They brief regularly the Council of Foreign Relations, as I talked about yesterday. What brought Chris home in 1946 reflects this agenda. He said, and I quote, brought Chris home after 1946 when he held the office of Director of the United Nations World Health Organization between 1946 and 1948. He said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote. Brought Chris home. You say, well, Tom, come on now. That was back in 1946. Now, a lot of things have happened since then. And, you know, it probably got lost in the wayside. And if you tell me that, I'm going to say baloney. And then you're going to say, well, prove it to me. And I'm going to say, okay, I will. So, in 1973, I'd say it's about 30 years later, Dr. Chester M. Pierce of Harvard University addressed 2,000 teachers. 2,000 eyewitnesses at one time in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado. Dr. Pierce of Harvard University echoed the same ideas carried through. He said to 2,000 witnesses, I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity, it is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future. Unquote, 1973. 1980s, Reagan, as confirmed by Charlotte Iserby, continued on with corrupting our education system with this agenda. It never stopped. Right up till today, no child left behind and no common core. Family's all part of it. Now, they're going to show you how worthless the government is, and Obama's going to play his role, as he's told to do. You see? And then they're going to come up, we've taken over the Illuminati, we've ran them out, and that will be a lie from the pit of hell. It just replaced the pot for the kettle, and both are darkened with soot. This is the trick they're going to play on you. So they got to show you the dialectic, that how evil the Obama government is, and all this and all that. And we have something better for you. Let's see how far this goes here. I haven't heard it all yet, so. This is, I think, maybe appropriate to bring it up to date. And I'll explain as we go along. Training Center for Children of the United States. This is a kid talking.
I mentioned the New World Order in school. the teachers and the faculty laugh. They literally call it a conspiracy. Even though it's been admitted, it's a conspiracy. But now I'm taking American history. Here's my book, American History. And as I was looking through it today in class, I came across something that we will be learning about.
America, the New World.
America in the New World Order.
Yeah.
You can see that, I hope. 1970 to the present.
It's a textbook.
So what we have here is just a few examples of what's called informational texts. One of the things that we hear a lot now in response to criticism of the Common Core is that informational texts are not necessarily emphasized over literature, that literature is fine, there aren't reductions in literature. Well, if that is the case, the publishers of English Language Arts materials did not get the memo. Because pouring into the state of Utah from English Language Arts publishers are these informational texts. And this is just a half a dozen of the ones. I've got boxes and boxes of these at home. This one is about children in the United Nations. Kind of goes through the history of the UN, why we need it. Goes into UNICEF. Family development of UNICEF.
Have these books been adopted as appropriate books for use in Utah classrooms at this point?
Yes, they have been. Again, these have been recommended primary. These might be recommended supplementary. I'm not sure, but they do have the recommended label on them, which is what administrators look for first when they're adopting from the RIMS database.
And have these been specifically identified as appropriate for use in a Common Core classroom, or are they just general?
Oh, certainly, yeah. These are Common Core aligned, and so they're leveled according to the Common Core informational text leveling. And this is under the category of Building a Better World.
So what's the next book?
This is another one about the United Nations, We the People of the United Nations.
We the Peoples?
Oh, sorry, We the Peoples, yes. Yeah. We the Peoples. See if there's anything interesting in here. Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Again, sort of puts forth political philosophy that everyone has the right to equal pay for equal work and paid enough to care for his or her own family. Everyone has the right to paid holidays. Education, health care, and so forth. These are political philosophies that are being presented as just facts, just information.
Right, informational text.
Right. This one's probably self-explanatory.
Yes, a little global warming.
What is climate? How does it change? Mm-hmm. Humans changing the climate. Is it really a debate? Is it real? What could happen to our world, and so forth, what's being done. And of course, a lot of these informational texts finish with a call to action. So there's the call to action, how can you help? And let's just see what that is. So there's several pages on how can you help. Adjust your thermostat, put on a sweater, fill the dishwasher, recycle. And, pretty nice place there in Tennessee. Right now it talks about the ACLU. It promotes, let's see. And not so appreciated by those on the right. Again, her story is...
school students being taught, well, government is your family. That's what a class of fourth grade students in Skokie, Illinois were told in a homework assignment. They compared government to family because both set rules and take care of needs such as health care and education. So is this a lesson that would be better untaught? Joining us now is the editor of Breitbart News, Joel Pollack, who was raised in Skokie, Illinois, as it happens. So maybe you can answer the question, Joel, what is going on in Skokie?
Well, The government is a family if you're in Skokie. The whole Chicago area, the state of Illinois, is basically devoted to that idea, which is why you see blue state troubles at their worst in Illinois with pension crisis, overspending, yes. overdependence on the state. You know, people like to blame the politicians in Springfield for spending all this money, but ask people to give up their precious programs on this, that, and the other. People don't want to do it. There is this idea pervasive in Chicago political culture that government exists to take care of you.
Yes.
Unfortunately for the nation as a whole, those same people who believe that most strongly and have campaigned on that are now running the country as a whole, which is why we're seeing the terrible financial mess in Washington.
No, that's an excellent point. But these are pretty adult questions in relationship to the state, et cetera. To push this garbage on fourth graders and really give them sort of Orwellian propaganda, shocking. I'm going to read one of the lines here from this homework assignment. Quote, government is like a nation's family. Families take care of children, and they make sure they're safe, healthy, educated, and free to enjoy life. Families make and enforce rules and give appropriate punishments when rules are broken. Government does these things for its citizens, too. Ooh.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to continue the analogy even further, you know, when government gets old and decrepit, you have to take care of it until it finally expires and you hope to inherit something. I mean, maybe that is a good model for how we're living.
But sometimes mommy has to paddle you when you've been bad. That's the way that government is. But
right.
It's really, it hurts us more than it hurts you. It's for your own good. I mean, that's just flat-out propaganda.
In
schools?
Yeah, I remember what we learned in fourth grade when I was growing up in Skokie. Thank you.
Then Common Core worksheets are just out of sight. Unbelievable. And it's designed that way. Okay. This is going on behind the doors. People aren't getting it. But while this is going on in the schools, they're targeting your veterans for death. It's not just the individual returning veteran from Afghanistan or Iraq that due to his experiences, experiencing post-traumatic stress. It's not that. There are some, yes, of course. But family, 22 suicides per day is probably a lowballing it. Because the suicides are counting, they're not counting other deaths that could also be suicide. Articles came out about this, that number is low. Why would they do this? Why would our own government, controlled by the Vatican, target our own troops, while at the same time they're taking the minds away from the children? Well, I'll tell you why. There's coming what's called a North American Union that will be part of the 10 heads of the Antichrist. Each continent with certain organs. It goes back to 1943. Yeah. Will be under control. 10 unions. Family, it's in the Bible. It's going by the book. And to bring us, the sovereign nation, the warriors and so forth of America, under the control of the United Nations, it's taken almost two generations. It started in 1950. We're with it today. We're coming to the end of it. When people start waking up to it, they think that's the beginning of it. No, it's not. It's the beginning of their knowledge of it. It's been going on since 1700s. With the same Freemason organization and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Illuminati, and the Vatican has always been doing this, carrying it from one generation to the next. Under your noses. While we sit in church, being lied to, hiding Jesus Christ behind the shade with heretical Bibles. And everybody doing the dip and duck, head up and down. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Put the money in the plate. Okay, there you go. I'm going to go now. It's one day a week I give God. Not seven like we do Satan, or six. Well, actually, it's 6 3/4. But that 1 hour every week. Oh, and don't forget the holidays, which are corrupt anyway. I'm sorry to tell you all this, but you got to know. Christmas, Easter, they're corrupt holidays. They are of Satan. If you look it up, you'll find it. I'm going to expose Easter. Easter in the King James Bible, look it up in Acts. I'm not going to go into it now. It's listed in the Bible, the King James, but not in the other Bibles. They changed the word Easter to Passover. And that's baloney. The King James covers it exactly correct. It's pagan. In the King James Bible, Easter, the word Easter is in there. They tried to hide it by taking it out of the other Bibles. Every holiday we got, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, Easter, Christmas is Mithra, the birth of Mithra, not Jesus. Jesus was born in September. Family, these people say that Christmas and Easter are Christian, full of baloney. Every one of them are, because it's designed with a Christian icing, but the real purpose of it is sacrifice of children. And open. I'm sorry it sounds crazy, but it's true. Look it up. It's all based on the occult, Osiris, Nimrod, Mithra, Zoroastrianism. We worship Jesus or we worship Santa Claus? Come on now. It causes us to lie to our children every year. Mom, is there Santa Claus? Yeah. Well, no, there's not. There's not. You just lied to your kid. When he gets to 12, 13, 14, 15, he realizes, oh, you wouldn't tell me the truth. It's you all along. It's okay to lie. You see what's going on? Under the word of cuteness. Taking a list, checking it twice. Find out if you're being naughty or nice. Sani, Satan. Sanat Kumara, Satan Kumara. Family, this is serious business. Bunny Rabbit was a favorite pet of Tammuz. Easter egg. Lady Gaga came out of it some time ago, right? Remember about 2 years ago she came in some kind of reward ceremony? Birth of Osiris. Easter egg hunting, all that stuff. Well, the White House knows this stuff. They know it's all a cult. Family, Jesus ain't happy about this at all. It's been going on for the longest time. Time some people spoke up about it. I'm getting tongue-tied. I do that when I get excited sometimes. UK television presenter Sir David Attenborough, quote, "We are a plague on the earth. It's coming home to roost over the next 50 years or so. It's not just climate change. It's sheer space, places to grow food for the enormous horde. Either we limit our population growth or the natural world will do it for us. Natural world is doing it for us right now." David Foreman, the co-founder of Earth First, "We humans have become a disease, human pox." CNN Ted Turner, quote, "A total world population of 250, 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal." David Rockefeller, "The negative impact of population growth on all our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident," unquote. MIT professor, listen to the last name. Listen to the last name. MIT, which is a member of Tavistock. Professor Penny Chrisholm. Wonder if she's any kin to Brock. Penny Chrisholm said, I quote, "The real trick is, in terms of trying to level off at some place lower than 9 billion, is to get the birth rates in developing countries to drop as fast as we can. And that will determine the level which humans will level off on Earth," says Penny Chrisholm. I got 30 or 40 of these quotes. I can just keep going. Take up too much time. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Margaret Sanger, they all got their little quotes in here, get their little knickers in it. Barack Obama's John Holden, and let me tell you, Clinton, Carter, Reagan, Nixon, and no better than a Barack Obama. They're all the same. You better believe it. And have you already heard the quotes I've given you about FDR, March 4th, 1939, is a horrific quote that FDR gave behind closed doors. Mikhail Gorbachev, Jacques Cousteau, Prince Philip. Oh, man, these people, I'll tell you what. Family, they're all part of this agenda. Our veterans have been targeted for this very reason. This is the point I'm trying to get across to you. Is that they know our veterans, it goes back generations, wouldn't put up with an invasion from foreign forces inside. But your politicians today, from Ron Paul to Obama to just name one, Walsh, you don't care. You've got foreign trade zones with China taking over United States debt. They're already here, helped by Reagan, Carter, and all the rest of them. Heading toward the New World Order. That's what it's all about. So they have to reduce the effectiveness of our military because they know that given the conditions back some 20 years ago, if they brought an invasion of another force, we kicked their honey butts back to the country they came from. They come in this country here in the United States, they'd never leave alive. So they have to reduce it from the inside. My own politicians, our own Democrats, Republicans, and libertarians and libertarians. And they field out those so-called patriots in the Congress and subjugate them under a blood oath of Freemasons. They show them that the best thing is who's in control is about a population reduction. Now you know how they do it. And those congressmen that really are there to make a difference, they get real quiet real quick when a member of their family dies or they get a threat or they die of something. This is exactly what happens. They go up there to make a difference. They said, here, Senator, sit down a minute. Congressman, sit down there a second. We got something to talk about, boy. Here's how it really works here. And that's what really happens. But they lose because it is supernatural. And the very ones planning this worship Lucifer. Lucifer is Satan. And let me tell you, the created Lucifer, the created fallen angels, the created human beings and everything else will never surpass the Creator. It is absolutely impossible. And it's foolish to think otherwise. That's the word. The suicide rate has jumped to 22 per day. Went from 18 to 22 since last year. And what does this involve? How do they do this? Why would servicemen kill themselves? The Sierra Nevada Corporation stated it would begin production on Medusa. That weapon bypasses the eardrum and uses a pulse microwave audio effect to create voices and sounds in the heads of the targeted person. Medusa is a project, just one of many. The sounds can be heard by the target person or persons, although they can also be below the awareness threshold of the individual. When they're above, the U.S. Supreme Court states it is torture. So it's below, it's not. There's a lot of concerns about this weapon being used on the awareness threshold. So, the U.S. military bankrolled early development of a non-lethal microwave weapon that creates sound inside your head. Why do you think the Iraqis in the thousands and thousands surrendered in Iraq in the early 90s? It works, that's why. And in the end, the gadget may be used in the shopping malls as well as battlefields, reported in New Scientist. Project known as Medusa. It's a mob excess deterrent using silent audio, Medusa. It's not confused with long-range acoustic devices or similar type gadgets that simply project sound. Walmart uses it in their several stores. It's cute. When you walk in, you're wondering where the sound system is, but it's not there. It's microwave technology. It's a microwave auditory effect. A beam of microwaves is turned into sound by the interaction with your head. Nobody else can hear it unless they're in the beam as well. And so this effect has been a laboratory curiosity with no application. And the troops can't talk about it. If they go to the VA and they say, "Doc, you know, I'm having these voices in my head." "Oh, well, son, tell me about it. How long has this been going on?" "Well, since I got back from Iraq." "Oh, well, we have something for you. We have Prozac. We got this, that, and the other." He puts down there, post-traumatic stress, hearing voices in the head. What a liar. Because it's being done by microwave technology. And so the veterans aren't going to tell them that. Because they know if they're deemed crazy or something like that by this heretical psychologist, it may be hard to get a job. The Veterans Disarmament Act won't allow them to have weapons, deemed unsafe. But what's worse is this is part of the reason why they kill their families or they leave a workplace, come back with a weapon and kill everybody and then kill themselves. 7,800 veterans are suing DOD and government, CIA, for septal nose implants. Look it up right now while I'm talking. Over the years, the military was intrigued with the idea of a telepathic ray gun. It's mentioned in 1998 U.S. Army study turned up in the Freedom of Information Act. About 5 years after 1998, the Navy decided to put some R&D dollars into the project. Now, on a new scientist website, Dr. Lev Sadovic of the Sierra Nevada Corporation, he had some details he put out to some authors. "There are health risks, he says, that the biggest issue from the microwave weapon is not the radiation. It's the risk of brain damage from high-intensity shockwave created by the microwave pulse. Clearly, more research is needed for it. A device that delivers a lethal shockwave inside the target skull would be an effective death ray. Militia. More of us than them, right?" Well, when they had the 1984 or 80, when was it? "We're the Wolverines." Oh, please. Surely you're not citing that as an example. They didn't have this device back then when Patrick Swayze played in the Wolverines. That was a military exercise put to film, by the way. Except what it didn't tell you was our own government let them in. Second one was the Chinese. The first one was the Russians. Tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. Dr. Sadovic also talks about a suggestion that instead of being used at high power to create an intolerable noise, it might be used at low power to produce a whisper that's too quiet to be perceived consciously, but might be able to subconsciously influence someone. Has anybody ever heard of hypnosis at the REM sleep about 1 to 3 o'clock in the morning? Ever heard of that before? Y'all? Because that's what they're doing. The directional beam could be used for targeting messages, even Walmart for in-store promotions. Subliminal advertising type beaming. Army's voice to skull. So even when you tell somebody that you're hearing voices in the head caused by the government, I mean, even when you say that, you think yourself to be crazy. That's how we're conditioned. It even caused you to hesitate to even say it to yourself. But technology's there. Been used for a long time. A group of military veterans are suing the government, the CIA, back 2010, to come clean about allegedly implanting remote control devices in the brain. It's well known the CIA began testing substances like LSD on soldiers beginning in the 1950s. But less is known about allegations about the implanted devices in the head. In 2009 lawsuit, claims the CIA was intending to design, test septal electrodes that enable them to control human behavior. The lawsuit said because the government never disclosed the risk, the subjects were not able to get informed consent. Bruce Price, one plaintiff in the lawsuit, believes an MRI scan confirmed that the CIA placed a device in his brain in 1966. And at one point, Bruce was ordered to visit a building with a chain-link fence that housed test animals, including dogs, cats, pigs, and monkeys, and whatever. And after reporting, he was strapped across his chest, his wrists, and ankles to a gurney. He'd occasionally regain consciousness for brief moments, and on one case, he remembers, he is covered with a great deal of blood and assumed it was his own, but didn't really know the source. Also, portions of his arms and backs and his hand was blue. His wrists and ankles were bruised and sore at the points where he had been strapped to the gurney. He believed that this time period was when the septal implant was being placed in his brain. Defendants placed some sort of implant in his right ethmoid sinus near the frontal lobe of his brain. The implant appears on CT scans as a foreign body of undetermined composition, plastic or some composite material, in the right ethmoid, confirmed by radiology report dated June 30, 2004. Well, this is what's going on today. 22 suicides per day. And I wonder if they're covering that up at the Council of Foreign Relations when they have these meetings in D.C. If they're talking about these septal implants and the government's orchestrating these suicides and for the reason why they're really doing it. Or did they create these organizations to slow down the progress of really finding out what's going on? I tend to believe the latter is what I believe. Especially when you have members of Council of Foreign Relations, like Rakoff, who's there. We have a problem. Houston. I should have said Washington. Where's this lawsuit going? Has anybody checked up on it? Is it moving along or being slowed down or what? You see. In the meantime, every day, 22 veterans die every day. Because the thing is to lead them to Jesus Christ. This 12-step program that people go through for alcohol abuse and drugs and all that is a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of garbage. And it's now coming out that the 12-step program is no good. They're proving it now. See, the 12-step program, you got to find your inner self, your inner being. Well, get your hands out of your pockets, because that's the only inner being they're going to find. Because Jesus Christ is the only true way. And the God they speak of at these AA meetings is not God of the Bible, but it's the New Age God, the self God, and Satan. Because this 12-step program is failing miserably. And it's planned that way. It's a New Age technique to make sure people don't get better. You see? you know, I sometimes run out of time because I want to get as much in as I can. But family, this is about leading your veterans to Jesus. Only through the Holy Spirit and supernatural way is this going to be solved. Oh, yeah, they say if you find the actual chip or microchip, whatever, and you take a certain type of magnet and hold it over it for an hour, and then you put your hand on your head and do a little 360 three, four times and click your heel three times, it might make it go away. If they got it stuck in your head, it's not going to happen in reality. And taking some kind of health food is not going to do it neither. Supernatural power? Yes. But they're talking about these like it's new, right? Now, those are my regular listeners. You know what I'm going to do, don't you? Study from 1966, but 1973. Dr. Ralph Schwetzbell. I spoke about it yesterday. 73, they implanted a miniature radio transmitter. That was awkward. In 1973, there's a study, Dr. Ralph Schwetzbell, 1973, implanted a miniaturized radio transmitter into the body of the test group. And what it did, it monitored, transmitted conversations, locations, even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. It controlled the subject's behavior, even the sexual response. It could deliver electrical control response. The electrical control device was embedded and would be activated whenever they wanted to, anywhere in the world. In 1973, the device could listen to conversations, find locations. And I've warned y'all about how they're going to actually update when they really start putting it out. The microchip, a digital tattoo of any kind of kids. Wouldn't you love to have a Spider-Man tattoo with your RFID chip embedded? Wouldn't that be fun? Y'all ever heard of the Mark of the Beast? Seventh-day Adventist, you're wrong. You're dead smack wrong. The Mark of the Beast is not Sunday worship. You better get out of that religion and get back with God. And the same thing about Mormons, Christianity, and the whole lot. Get away from religion and get back with Jesus. Because Jesus is not about religion. But let's see what a former DARPA director has to say about this. Regina Dugan, former director of DARPA and executive at Google. That's a fox in the hen house.
Well, we're thinking of a whole variety of options for how you could do better at authentication. So you can start with nearer term things like tokens or fobs that might have NFC or Bluetooth embedded in them. But you can also think about a means of authentication that you could simply wear on your skin every day for a week at a time, say an electronic tattoo. Now, we're talking about wearables. Everybody's interested in wearables. I'm profoundly interested in wearables. And what I will tell you is that we've made a lot of advances in wearables, but there's still some fundamental problems that we haven't solved. Like, one of them is the mechanical mismatch between humans and electronics, right? So electronics are boxy and rigid. Humans are curvy and soft. That's a mechanical mismatch problem. Well, a researcher at the University of Illinois, his name is Dr. Rogers, what he discovered is that he could use standard CMOS techniques to make islands of high-performance silicon connected by accordion-like structures that would allow it to stretch up to 200% and still be performing. And what he did is he founded a company, and they started making electronic tattoos. So I'm wearing one here on my arm.
Do we have a camera to get a...
This is a developmental system made by MC10. And it has an antenna and some sensors embedded in it. And what we plan to do is work with them to advance a tattoo that could be used for authentication. Now, it may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents. Right?
And that can have a design, right?
Sure.
Because they would certainly want some kind of cool design.
Options, right? Options. And that's something that you wear, but you could also imagine including authentication in just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte.
That's what they do.
And they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true. Okay?
Okay, but...
Okay, so wait. So it's really true. So what this means is that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires. My hands are like alligator clips. When I touch my phone, my computer, my door, my car, I'm authenticated in. First superpower. Like, I want that.
So we're not shipping that right away.
Yeah, no. We're not shipping that right away. But it sounds
This is FDA cleared?
So here's the thing. This is not science fiction. This pill is actually made by a company called Proteus, and they've developed it for medical applications. That pill has been CE stamped and cleared by the FDA. You can take 30 of those per day for the rest of your life.
And then what happens? Does your heart
Nothing.
Beat change? Does your
We can just tell that you've taken the pill. I mean, the medical application.
Yeah.
The medical application.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because let's face it,
we just,
you guys, but you're from Google.
Just give him some water and let him take
right
now.
Thanks.
Maybe Dennis. Dennis, let me ask you. Does Larry make you take one of these?
It's optional.
Optional.
So we actually have demoed this working and authenticating a phone.
Yeah.
Hey, like that. Wasn't that neat? From their own words. The paper in 1973, I've got a copy of it. It's called Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. By Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwitzbell, SCHWITZGEBEL, of Harvard University, no less, a worthless college, because they are, all of them, part of the Council of Foreign Relations, an enemy of mankind. Harvard, I'm reading it from 1993, Just Education, CFR members. Harvard, Yale University, Princeton University, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, John Hopkins University, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University, and over nearly 300 educators, including 30 presidents, of premier colleges and universities are on the Council of Foreign Relations roll. Now, that was in the 1990s. And members of Tavistock goes up in the hundreds. Can you imagine Sandusky times 10,000? Sandusky was a throwaway. Now, y'all getting the idea. I'm not playing here. This is serious business that people are ignoring, trying to run away from the truth. I will say it's frustrating. As a matter of fact, now you'll see the impact. I repeat, 1930, Charles Francis Potter claimed that education, quote, is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote, 1930. In 1989, Roger Kimball, educator, said, I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical Marxist and humanist menu at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. And 2 years earlier, 1987, quote, Herbert London, educator of New York University, a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, says, I quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. And that means it oversees the curriculum to make sure it follows the Humanist Manifesto. This device just aids in the brainwashing. You know that study that I told you about just now? In that same time period, a National Security Agency computer specialist that was a part of this proposed attaching miniature electronic devices, tracking devices, in 20 million Americans. Transponder would transmit the wearer's location by radio or computer and used for arrest following riots and confrontations, monitoring aliens and political subgroups. Dr. Jose Delgado of Yale University, oh, there's another one, look yonder, had implanted radio transceivers in the heads of his experimental animal subjects. He could monitor and control their activities and emotions from a distant location. Computers have already been tested on subjects in mental hospitals. Delgado, physical control of the mind. What's it going to take to get across to people that the Bible is true when it says, the mark of the beast you've been set up for since Nimrod. That was money and currency, getting you used to it for tens of thousands of years until finally Satan had the way in which the technique and technology, because man's so darn dumb that it took almost thousands of years to get mankind to the position that they could have scientific knowledge to bring us where we are today. Satan's not that smart either, because Satan has no wisdom nor discernment. But he has a lot of knowledge collected over the generations of mankind. It's called alchemy. It's called witchcraft. It's called the architect. It's called Freemasonry and the royal secret. Now you get the idea? See, the topic of mind control is very elaborate. It's multifaceted. It's multi-layered. It's numbing, actually. You want to just quit and watch a TV program, or go play a roll of golf. We'll go have fun. When you come back from golf, it's not going to change a thing. The plans to create a mind control workers in society, family, you can trace that back to one of the first silent films called Metropolis. Hey, they warned you there. Metropolis, silent film. Look up Metropolis, and you got it right there. The mixing of mind and bio and electronics. Frankenstein, was he Jew? Anyway, Frankenstein or whatever. The current technology grew out of experiments that Nazis started in World War II. We simply brought the Nazis over in Operation Paperclip, 10,000 of them. We didn't win the war. We just moved the war here. We brought Hitler over also. Did you know that? Went to South America and he didn't die in the 1960s. Oh, that's a surprise, huh? Since he's second cousin to all the winners anyway. History books are worthless as used toilet paper. That's graphic. I'm tired of them messing with our vets. It just ticks me off bad. And those people coming up there, thinking they're going to do something, talking about this program and that program, I want a program right now. I want one tomorrow morning. I want one tonight. One that's going to work. Ain't got time for all this chitter-chatter. And ain't got time for having a Council of Foreign Relations that's got their knickers and nose into it. When y'all going to learn? Do you want Chief of Staff's not on your side? Veterans, you're being lied to. But the highest level. Jerry Boykin, Wesley Clark, they're liars. They're members of secret societies. They've taken a blood oath against mankind. They're good actors, though, I'll tell you that right now. Got to hand them that. This technology came out, World War II. They had inhumane medical experiments performed on concentration camp prisoners. Yes, the Holocaust did happen. These books that people are writing. Well, we went to the ovens, and the ovens really don't. It's just a bunch of lies. You're spending your money on these books for nothing. They used Jews and Christians. They killed Christians in Jasenovac. 827,000 people were murdered by the Vatican in the concentration camp Jasenovac by Ustasha in Croatia. 750,000 Serbs, Christians, 60,000 Jews, 26,000 gypsies were murdered in one concentration camp called Jasenovac by the Ustasha. The SS, German SS, were horrified how the Roman Catholics murdered all these people in one camp between 1941 and 1943. Now they're coming after our veterans. Mind control. Suicides are being orchestrated. It's not about psychological issues. It's about the psychotropic drugs with the microchips inside the pills. It's about the ELF transmission, the microwave technology I've just told you about. And this, right here. But you know what the bottom line is? The FEMA camps are talking about? You know, in India, there's a believer that led 14 to Jesus Christ while he was in jail. Vanny, a 30-year-old widow, spent 15 days in jail being charged with kidnapping and forcing a child to convert to Christianity. And during her two-week stay in this jail, she witnessed to more than 70 women, 14 of whom became Christians. Vanny was charged in connection with an incident early February. She helped a teenager and introduced her to some other believers. Vanny was arrested after the girl's parents reported her to police. And while Vanny was in jail, the jailer encouraged her to share the gospel and pray for the other women because he had seen such a dramatic change in those who accepted Jesus Christ. And Vanny had been released from jail and is now interested in continuing prison ministry. Did you know that before the fourth century, in the Colosseum, where they were murdering Christians in Colosseum, lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, and crucifixion by the Caesars as sport. You had the ancient mystery schools of religion, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, gods of all kinds, fallen angels, actually. Oh, yeah. They get around, those fellows do. Well, here's the rub to that. Is that the Christians, after hundreds of years of suffering and praying and dying in the Colosseum for sport, toward the first and second century, things started happening. the people in the crowds started converting because of the rumors, the legend of these Christians. And then they're seeing it at the right time near the fourth century. People were converting in the stands. The Romans were converting. We want to know what they know. As a matter of fact, there's a Roman legion soldier, officer of some sort, that had been funneling the Christians out in the Colosseum, who at one last time said, nah, this is it. And he took off his Roman attire and joined the Christians because he saw how many went bravely. This is documented. And so Satan started losing because it was reversing itself. Why am I telling you this? Watch this. Because in comes Constantine, the first pope, to stop the slaughter because people were converting to the one named Jesus. So he had to stop it. It was working opposite. Isn't God great? So in comes Satan had to make a move. So he brought in Constantine, a pagan. Defeated Maxentius at the bridge, and by 325 AD created the Vatican, the Roman Catholic doctrine called Christianity, to control the Christians. Since he can't beat them, he decided to control them through the Vatican. He was the first pope. It wasn't Peter. Roman Catholics are lying to you. They're going to come up with some newly translated documents or scrolls, something, I don't know what, and they're going to come up with some kind of garbage. They're going to do everything they can to get rid of the King James Bible. Disclosure about this Yeshua, Sananda Manuel, it's coming. I can't explain it right now. We're at the end of the program. But family, you all can research. Good as I, if I can do it, you can do it. Family, it's all about leading that veteran, leading those people at FEMA camp, leading people around you to Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. That's it right there. I think it's a good place to end it. In more ways than one. God will always win. Joint Chief of Staff, Council of Foreign Relations. It is impossible for you to succeed. God's going to give you a little more time. And then when the time comes, you're going to be cut short. And in their planning process, they're going to take you out, the ones you're working for. Psalm 34:21. I recommend you read it. And God's going to allow it. It's impossible to overshadow the Creator. It's not. It's foolish to even think so. If you believe in Lucifer, Satan, then you got to know that this world was not created by them. This world was created by a loving God, but a just God who's going to bring judgment. He's holding back. Can you imagine how many children have been murdered? How many wars have been conducted? He still holds back because he still loves you too. But his patience are going to run out. And that's when the country turns away from him by homosexual marriages being made legal, by euthanasia of children being made legal, by abortion being made legal, by bringing drugs being made legal, and we're pulling away from him. Man, look out for the ball peen hammer coming down. Because it's going to hit hard. And judgment will happen. And at some point in time, when the first seal opens, there ain't no going back. You see, y'all better do some praying. You better get with it. They think by knowledge and wisdom they can defeat God with his own game, by using the weather, using his own principles against him, by technology. You got to be kidding me. Why do you think a lot of the satellites aren't working today? Why do you think they're going to keep upgrading computers and phones and all that? Because God keeps changing the frequency vibration on them. They have to keep changing to keep up with God, man, because they can't make it. Why do you think they miss every single appointment of New World Order? They've missed it since the day of Alexander and Nimrod and still ain't got it. When y'all going to learn out there? You ain't going to beat the Creator. He's in control. That's why they got to keep upgrading the technology. God keeps killing it. You know, come on now. You got to be kidding me. Y'all smart up there in Big White House and Chatham House and Lickety Split and whatever, doo-dah-doo-dah. Yeah, y'all smart up there, got all that going on. You're dumb as rocks, too. Because you're not going to defeat the Creator. It's not possible. Because he knows what you're going to do before you even know you're going to be able to do it. Or even that before you even think of it. He knows what you're going to do. There's no aliens out there, man. These are fallen angels. And the one going to show his ugly face is one called Sanan Emmanuel. He also calls himself Yeshua. Jeshua. That's not God. That's not Jesus Christ of the Bible. By no stretch. Neither is Maitreya and all the other fallen angels that's going to come popping up. Oh, yeah, NASA found this planet. Here we go. Oh, planet coming around. A portal opening up. Oh, yeah, they're going to come out. Oh, they're going to have a light show and satellite technology and barium, strontium, niobate, and I don't know, whatever else. And then God's going to release. You can't even imagine what's coming down. So all these signs we're seeing today, man, that's nothing but a whimper coming up what's happening. Get right with God, family. Veterans, get right with God. You got to forgive yourself about what you've done because it's been thrust upon you. Don't let these Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, four-star generals do it again. Defeat them by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior. And then you spread the gospel. Veterans to veterans. Because you have an understanding there. These programs they got going in D.C., man, it's going to drag their feet just like the NRA does. That's what they designed these programs for, to slow you down. Take action. Do the right thing. There's things that could be done. They're going to do things to placate, to make you think something's being done. Marching don't accomplish a darn thing. It just sets you up to maybe get another riot because all they got to do is target that group with the technology I just told you about. Delivered 11 hertz to the mind. It causes rot rage response. That's a proven fact. Direct the same microwave at 6 hertz. 6.6 causes depression. Then you add to it the voice of the skull. You got yourself a problem there. Y'all catching on to this? I know some of you listening, you already know this anyway. I guess sometimes when I talk, I'm talking to those that don't know. I try to add new stuff to my new information to my broadcast for those that's been listening to me regularly. Sometimes you hear some of the same quotes, I know. But I have to put things in perspective because I don't know who else is listening. And you all know if I throw some of this stuff out and they say, what was that? I got to lay some kind of groundwork about why I'm saying certain things I'm saying. I'll let you all know on Monday. I won't be broadcasting live on Monday afternoon, 4 to 6. I have to be somewhere in the afternoon. So Monday, I won't be going live. I'll still have a broadcast going out. But I won't be going live on Monday afternoon. But Monday night, 8 to 10, on RevelationRadioNetwork.com. I'll be going live on RevelationRadioNetwork.com. Every Monday night is what I do. Remind you that we're played randomly up in High Point Radio, johnkirkler@gmail.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. John Kirkler, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And we appreciate him playing our broadcast. He does it randomly. And KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, plays it out in Colorado on his network. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com. And I have a Facebook, too. Watchman for Jesus. Well, duh. So anyway, family, I just scratched the veteran suicide issue. Yesterday, I gave you more administrative background, and today I gave you some exactly how they do it as best I could in the 2 hours I've been talking. Oh, there's a lot more how they do this. Family's being orchestrated. All these touchy-feely 12-step counseling, this, that, and the other. No. Family, only through Jesus Christ. Repentance, forgiveness, witnessing. Each of them talking to each other. There's different ways. There's all kinds of ways that they could handle this problem in D.C., but all they're going to do is talk, come up with some kind of program that maybe get funded in 6 months from now. In the meantime, 1,800 plus veterans have died since January. And what kills me is it's being orchestrated. It's not because of their psychological issues and post-traumatic stress because of what they've endured and all that. No. This is by a plan, a diabolical, evil plan that even at the highest level of the Pentagon, they know about it. And the Pentagon withholds the death benefits for fallen soldiers and families through Prudential. They have a death insurance policy on those soldiers that die. Oh, that's a whole new ball game there now. Ain't even talked about that yet. How they make money off of dead soldiers and Marines. A little scam they got going on there. You know that Kissinger handles the insurance worldwide policies protocol under what's called the Star Group. Bankers are just one part of it. It's not the Alex Jones got to wake up, man, and start talking about the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and the bankers aren't the ones. The bankers are nothing but throwaways. Man, a banker a day, Bernanke, Holder, they're like little Boy Scouts, man. They could be replaced in a second. One phone call would replace Holder and Bernanke and all these other guys, whatever. They're nothing. Impeaching the president? You got to be kidding me. It's just a placeholder. Much of baloney. Because they all work together. You see? That government is frustrating. It really is. But nevertheless, I know their time's coming. And there's nothing they can do about it except maybe themselves repent. Otherwise, they're doomed for eternity in hell. Real simple. I don't wish it on them. Don't wish that on nobody, ever. It's coming. That judgment's coming. Where are you going to be? Well, family, it's about Jesus. Veterans, it's about Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. Y'all have a great weekend. Tonight, 7:30 to 9 is Bible study. And then I'll be back again Monday night, 8 o'clock to 10. And then back on track on Tuesday. I won't be here on Monday, though, 4 to 6. Put that in y'all's calendar. Y'all have a great weekend. Know that you've won. Through Jesus Christ, you've won. And rest in that. In his arms. Y'all have a good night. This is Watchmen for Jesus, signing off. Good night, God bless, and it will return to its 24-hour loop. Have a great weekend. Signing off.